over here. You take up every corner of my mind. What you gonna do now?
That's Charlie Puth, left and right. Y94 on the Playhouse in the Morning. Sizzler not too far off. Now, let's say you're out and about and, boy, somebody catches your eye and you're like, man, I think they're meant to be with me. Well, you could do the normal thing. You just go talk to them. But a lot of people just rather go and type on their laptop. Maybe they hide in their mom's basement. They write about this person all on Craigslist Misconnections. Well, by reading these from right around here around the area on the Playhouse, maybe we can help make a love connection happen. How many love connections we at now?
I think we're at zero, but we're trying.
First will come eventually. Chipotle is the title of this one, Craigslist Misconnection. You are really cute and have dark hair. You seem a little bit shy. I'm also shy. That's why I'm on here. I'm a DoorDasher, and I stop in a few times a week to pick up orders. I'm trying to be professional and everything, but I would love to go out with you.
Amy Kay.
But they're doing their job? So that's awkward.
It didn't say you're a ginger? It doesn't.
I thought it said brunette.
I know. I'm just
yeah, it just said, well, you don't work at Chipotle.
Oh, yeah, no. See, but, like, you can't do anything. You're both doing your job.
It's true. I mean, this person's probably being friendly, right, because they are literally working at the time. I think what you do is you stop, and the next time you're going to pick up an order, you just let that one get cold. And you go, you know what? I'm going to stop. I'm going to have some conversation today.
Or just go on your own.
That also
not while
works.
You're working.
Yeah, that probably is true. That actually works. Yeah, I like that. That's a good strategy. Go there, let it get cold, and then, oh, sorry, can you remake that for me? And then...
No way. They'll be mad.
Can I get an order?
Sacrifice the tip.
With a side of your number.
Or you'd go on your own, and then they'll see you, and you're just like, not in here working. I'm actually here on my day off.
Yeah. I want to get with you. Do you not open with that?
I wouldn't open that way, but you just go on your day off.
You got to be bold. You got to be bold. Do it.
Looking for Jackie in Moorhead. I'm looking to reconnect with Jackie. This is Bill, and I want to try again.
Ooh, well, we know names.
We got names today.
Jackie and Bill in Moorhead?
Mm-hmm.
Jackie, if you're listening and you know Bill, do not reach out. Bill, if you know Jackie, reach out. I got nothing. That's all I got. I don't know. If you know Bill and you like him, do it. If not, there's a reason he's on Misconnections.
To Alexandria. Hey there, Alexandria. We chatted. You shared photos. Intimate ones. I think we could be a good fit and maybe help each other out. I liked what I saw, but I'm worried you didn't like what you saw. I ran out of credits on the app, and I really hope you find this because I'm not sure if you weren't interested in me once you saw my intimate photos or if you also just were unable to respond as I was.
What app is using credits? TouchTunes?
I don't know, but also if you sent a picture of yourself naked and that stopped the conversation, that tells you what you need to know.
And if you ran out of credits, you're probably paying her. It's some sort of OnlyFans thing, probably. She didn't get it.
No, but she sent him stuff.
That's
and then he returned it.
Because he had tokens. He was paying for them.
He's out them tokens.
Maybe.
And I think that really sends everything that you need to know. If you're at the point in your conversation where it's like, oh, there you are naked. Here is me naked. And then the conversation is stopped. They're not interested.
Reload the tokens and see if the conversation's back. If not, then definitely not interested in what you got.
Supply store, 6:30 p.m. We chatted at the checkout about what you were purchasing and your German Shepherd and your lab. You had treats for them. I was wearing black stretchy pants. I could tell you liked what you saw when I bent over to get a candy bar.
Oh, gosh.
You are super cute, intelligent, and seem like lots of fun. And yes, I only bought the candy bar as an excuse to bend over. Honestly, it didn't sink in till you drove off that I should have asked for your number because I think I sent all the signals, but you didn't seem to be catching it. If by some chance this reaches you and you're interested, write me back and tell me what kind of candy bar I bought.
Snickers.
I'm sorry, but you think they weren't catching the signals when you were bending down? What candy bar should I get down here?
I'm going to get the Kit Kat, Snicker. Yeah.
I think you made it obvious.
Also, if he was enjoying your buddy, he didn't know what kind of candy bar you got.
He wasn't looking.
Yeah, you were squeezing in between those two dogs to be able to get that candy bar.
And Applebee's girlfriend. I was there with my father for dinner on Friday, and you were a server on Friday night, but I think you should be my girlfriend.
Who wrote this? A four-year-old?
You commented on my shirt and my video games.
This is a child.
It's probably, yeah, probably like middle school.
My dad took me to Applebee's this weekend, and you said I looked like I could eat my full plate.
Thank you. Oh, that is pretty good.
You commented on... on my shirt and my video games.
It totally is a child. He's got to be like middle school, and he's all the courage in the world to post this too. Sorry to tell you, little bud, she was trying to work that tip. That's all she was doing.
I don't even know why that's so funny to me. I didn't have the nerves to hit on you since I was with my dad.
I just ordered appetizers.
I tried writing you a note in crayon, but he must not have received it.
I don't know if you can tell how interested I was, but if you see this and you know who I am, tell me what was on my shirt, because I know you noticed. Hopefully you see this and hope you're doing great, and I hope you're single.
I feel like we should go to every Applebee's and try to actually make this misconnection happen.
I mean, if he was sitting there talking with the server about whatever cool shirt he was wearing with his dad and what video games he likes or had with him, which is even weirder, it's got
to
be.
It has to be a child. Kid. Yeah. You really liked my dinosaur shirt. And you commented on my Game Boy.
My Game Boy. It's like Milk Money. Like that movie from back in the day with Melanie Griffin. That's what it is.
It is what that is.
It's like a 12-year-old with his, like 15 maybe. Built up that courage.
If I'm being honest, though, man, like the kid that would be able to go sit on his computer and actually like type that misconnection up, I'd love to see him end up with that server, because good for him, that confidence.
It's just even how he wrote it. I was at Applebee's this weekend with my dad and you were my server, but I think you should be my girlfriend. Like, a child wrote that.
Oh, that's the best. I hope the best for that one.
I can only hope that right now, cruising to work, so sad and confused, is this like 45-year-old guy that was at Applebee's with his dad this weekend. He's got a cool dinosaur shirt.
Why did he have video games with him?
And his Switch or whatever they call it.
And he's just like, not a child. Baby.
Just getting fancy-like.
Crying
with his dad.